back to What's the Tea with Paula and Caro Sánchez. My name is Maria Paula Sánchez.
And my name is Carolina Sánchez. And we are the hosts of this podcast. This is the first episode and it is named The Adventure of Anne in Green Gables.
This podcast is to all the public but will be enjoyed by children older than 9 years old. There was an orphan girl. She always worked to families as a daughter. One day, a family went to adopt an orphan boy, but the orphanage gave a girl. In the past, the orphans were workers and no daughters. The boys and men were the only that can do hard work. Girls can do that kind of work. She has a lot of imagination, is so creative. She speaks too much. When she goes with a new family, the family was so disgusted. She was a girl and they want a boy.
The girl said that she wanted to be called Anne with a name. Anne astonished the family with her expressions, especially Matthew. Marilla was so strict, but Anne started helping her. Anne is extra emotional, and she is dramatic and so expressive. She gave some problems with the neighborhoods, but also make friends. There was a boy that wanted to call her attention. Anne didn't have a good life until Green Gables, so she is so blessed. Now we are going to introduce some of the characters of the story.
Anne, she is a girl that uses a lot of her imagination, and she is very intelligent. Gilbert, he wants to be Anne's friend. Also, he is the competition of Anne in school. Diana, she is Anne's best friend, and her family is very wealthy.
Marilla, at the beginning, she doesn't like Anne, but then she loves her because Anne starts helping her. Matthew is a quiet person and he loves Anne. Also, he worked in the farm. Mrs. Lind, she is Marilla's friend and she likes to gossip frequently. Mrs. Stacy, she is the second teacher of Anne. She likes to create things and use her imagination like Anne. She never had a good life until Green Gables. She is so blessed. I think that this story is very beautiful and that it is showing us that we can use our imagination everywhere. I like to be a creative person like Anne, for you can create many things and make many things with my hands.
I love drama. I'm a gossip girl. It's like a story that has a lot of emotion and that it's impossible to don't be represented. The boy you always want you are in love, but you don't know that he also is in love with you. This is the story of my life. Interesting and really different book that transports us to the past. There were lots of problems in the society, but also authentic and sincerely thoughts and feelings.
This is an amazing story in where the main character represents the writer of the story in many ways. The principal way in where Anne represents the author is in the emotional part and in her personality.
And remember, this is What's the Tea with us.
Maria Paula and Carolina Sanchez.
Bye.